This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 9th. God's word to you today is perfect plan. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 138, verse 8, which says, "The Lord will work out his plans for my life. For your faithful love, O God, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me." The next prophecy we will be examining is, the Messiah would be sent to heal the brokenhearted. Isaiah 61 verses 1 and 2 say, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of the Lord's anger against his enemies." This prophecy is fulfilled in Luke 4, verse 18, which says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be freed, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." We see a direct fulfillment of this prophecy in the life of Jesus. The 17th prophecy is that the Messiah would be betrayed. The prophecy is in Psalm 41 verse 9, which says, "Even my best friend, the one I trusted completely, the one who shared my food, has turned against me." Zechariah 11 verses 12 and 13 say, "And I said to them, if you like, give me my wages, whatever I am worth, but only if you want to. So they counted out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter. This significant sum at which they valued me. So I took the 30 coins and threw them to the potter in the Lord's temple." The fulfillment is in Luke 22 verse 47 and 48, which say, "But even as Jesus said this, a crowd approached, led by Judas, one of the 12 disciples. Judas walked over to Jesus to greet him with a kiss. But Jesus said, 'Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?'" Matthew 26 verses 14 to 16 say, "Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, went to the leading priests and asked, 'How much will you pay me to betray Jesus to you?' And they gave him 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, Jesus began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus." This is so precise, so accurate, leaving no room for guesswork. Zechariah said Jesus would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. Then Judas showed up before the priest. He asked for the exact 30 pieces of silver. How come he did not ask for 20 pieces of silver or 50 pieces of silver? What is the relevance to us? Firstly, you can say that inflation did not affect the value of Jesus. Next is, Jesus says, "I chose you 12, and one of you is a devil." Yet we get surprised when we are betrayed because betrayal is never palatable. Like every other prophecy, the relevance of this prophecy is multifaceted. Dig in deeper and trust the Holy Spirit to show you more. There is always more in God. Let us pray. Father, let the days of my life follow the details of your plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.